Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to my show, The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I hope that you are all starting your day in a positive way. We've got a great show for you this weekend. And also, I just want to say happy birthday to my youngest son. It was his birthday at the beginning of this week, so it's always fun to celebrate your kid's birthday and know how far you've come and how far they've come. Anyways, we are so glad that you are here. I want to make sure that everybody has our phone number, and that number is 805-419-0008. Again, 419-0008. We have lots of giveaways, and I would love for all of you to be a part of that. So all you have to do is call in, leave your name, your number, and your email, and one of the team members will get back with you. I always start our show with something uplifting, and today's is you don't go out looking for happiness. You find the happy life by making it. And with that, that's what this show is all about, the brighter side of life. And of course, I do want to remind you to download our podcast, and that is on all of the different platforms. And of course, it's the Kim Pagano Show. Also, I want to remind you that if you're just listening in your radio, in your car, that you can stream us here on KVTA.com. With that, I have the pleasure of having Nelson Buss on. And of course, he's been on several years because we've been talking about Thousand Oaks Chili Cook-Off, Car Show, and of course, Craft Brew Festival. Nelson, welcome and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me on, Kim.
You're welcome. How are you, first of all?
I am doing great. I am so excited. Last year's Chili Cook-Off was such an amazing event. It was so wonderful to have everybody back after a couple years of layoff. And so I am so looking forward to having this one again and feeling like we're really ushering in the sunshine and spring again after a long rainy season that we needed.
Yeah, we really did. This was like the longest rain, even though we needed it, but it didn't feel like California, did it?
Exactly.
But look at how green and beautiful it is out now, and all of our plants are happy, and we've got water, and so I guess we're blessed, right?
Yes, and I saw on May 7th, the forecast is going to be 70 degrees, which is like perfect.
Nice. I'm so excited. Perfect. Yeah, and I do want to remind everybody, of course, that even still it's 70, you don't feel the sun out there, wear your sunblock, right? Protect yourself, wear your hat, all that good stuff. But I want to talk about Sunday, May 7th, the Chili Cook-Off. And, of course, this is presented by the Rotary Club of Thousand Oaks, some of my favorite people over there. I actually just got to go to one of their meetings, invited by another one of my sponsors, Monica, and who does the cancer walk that's coming up, the Hope Walk. And so I was able to attend that. And so I want to talk about this. First of all, 100% of the net proceeds go to local charities. Let's talk about that.
You got it. Rotary is an all volunteer organization, and everything that we do is basically to raise funds for the betterment of our community. And so this money will be going to organizations like MANA, Safe Passages, the Hospice of the Caneo, all deserving organizations that do amazing work in our community. And we're very excited that we have the privilege to run a fundraiser like this, to throw a big party for everybody in town, and know that it's all going to wonderful causes that are so deserving.
Nelson, I love how you said that. Let's just throw a party for all our friends. And that's really what it's like, right? You get to kind of have everybody out there, you collect money, and you give it away to all these great nonprofits. And you know what? They have had such a hard time because of the pandemic and the COVID. And so many events have been, you know, stopped. And now everything's starting. You could just feel the energy coming back, which is so cool.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, the event's been going on for 46 years. So I've been attending it since I was too young to really understand what it was all about initially. And now I'm so proud to be a part of it and to keep it going.
I love that. So let's talk about $25 to get you in, correct? Is sure. what it costs, right? Which yeah. It's free parking. Is that correct?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Let me double check. I think our parking is
$10
now for the Canelo Creek South and
yep.
$5 for the west at the Avenida Las Flores.
Okay.
Parking is $5.
Okay, $5. Okay, so anyways, and then you also offer the VIP, correct? Talk to us about that.
Correct. So I believe our VIP tickets are actually all sold out already.
Oh.
But so we sold out. They were the VIP Craft Brew and then the VIP Chili Connoisseur tickets. But those are 100% sold out. They're so popular. And what that does is it allows tastings to happen earlier. So people who come between 11 and 12 get basically the entire event to themselves.
Nice.
So okay. Next year, if you're thinking about it, make sure you get those early because they are very popular.
Okay, good deal. So first of all, how do they get their tickets and where do they go to find out all the information?
Our website is tochilicookoff.com.
Okay, perfect. And let me ask you, what's your favorite kind of chili there?
My favorite chili is the DHMC chili. If you get a chance, run over there. Those are my friends. And it's actually was my first foray into being a volunteer at this event, is that me and a group of my friends made chili ourselves before I was even a Rotarian. And so we've been doing that for a number of years. And they are carrying on that tradition today. So, of course, they're my favorites. Those are my good friends. And they do a three-meat chili every year. It's amazing.
Okay, good deal. And so let's talk about all the vendors and who's going to be there and what we're going to find that day.
You got it. So on top of chili, we also have food trucks. And everything from Cousins Maine Lobster to the Deli Doctor to Gio's Tacos to one I'm excited to see this year, which is Passion Empanadas. Love myself an empanada. Can't wait to see what they're all about.
I love empanadas. Okay. God.
And our good
okay,
friends, local friends that are long mainstays, the Thousand Oaks Elks will be doing their barbecue. It's always wonderful.
There you go. And what about the entertainment?
Entertainment, we've got three bands I'm aware of. I know we've got entertainment throughout the day at three different stages, but we'll have the Three Rivers Band, which is a good country band, Ignition Band, which is rock and roll, and Spare Parts, yeah. which is rock and roll classics.
I love it. So there's something for everybody out there, correct? Talk
exactly.
about the car show. That is going on in the parking lot right there, right?
Yes. We have a car show, and I believe we're up to about 125 cars. It's amazing attendance.
Wow.
It's one of the biggest car shows in the area.
That's crazy. So,
yeah,
that's
that
a lot of cars.
Yeah, and everything.
Right.
I mean, classics to modern originals to customs. It's amazing.
Okay. Do you have one of your cars out there?
You know what? I do not have a car out there, but one of these years when I've got enough free time, I might make that happen as well.
There you go. I love it. All right. Well, again, Nelson Bus and, of course, the Thousand Oaks Chili Cook-Off. First of all, how do we get tickets? And also, we talked about we didn't really talk about the beer. Talk about that. Who's going to be
You know, I was
going to
say,
beer?
That's an important part for me because that's where I'll be spending most of my day volunteering.
That's where we can find you, right?
Exactly. So we've got the beer garden. Tickets to that are $75. You can find them on the website at chilicookoff.com. And this year, amongst our local breweries, we'll have 14 Cannons, Angry Ferret Brewing, Balcom Canyon, Brewery X, Enegrin from Moor Park, Flying Embers, the kombucha company out of Ojai, Institution Ale Company from Camarillo, Malibu Brewing is coming, and local breweries, Pebble and Pints, Tarantula Hill, of course, and Figueroa Mountain.
There you Oh, wow. So all the local breweries will be there. And that, I actually love beer. So that sounds really good. And let me ask you, okay, kids, what about kids? What do you have for the kids? Because you guys always do a great job with that.
So we have a kids zone. Fortunately, it is not in the beer garden, but there's a wonderful area that has inflatables and face painting and all kinds of fun stuff. We pride ourselves on being family friendly and being an event that you can bring everybody to. And it is my daughter's favorite part. So I assure you it's a blast.
There you go. How old is your daughter?
I have two of them. They are 10 and 7.
Oh, okay. They're so young. So good for you. So, yeah, it is all about bringing the family out there. And, of course, tasting the chili, doing the car show, and the craft and brew. I mean, it's going to be fun. Now, vendors. What kind of vendors out there? That's the part I like to go shopping.
You know, we've got all kinds of non-food vendors. Some of them will be a volunteer organizations talking about what they're into. But, yeah, a little bit of shopping, some fun tchotchkes and some clothing. So, yeah, so if you're looking for a little shopping, there's definitely something to do.
And let me ask you a question. Should people be bringing their blankets? Because I know in the past or their lawn chairs and just kick back and listen to the music and kind of have your own little party in a party?
I was going to say, a lot of people do set themselves up. So, yeah, if you want to bring blankets and fun stuff like that, you can kind of make yourself at home at the event.
There you go. I love it. And really quick, I know I always like to mention this because you guys do such a good job. And this is just like one of many of your events. But talk to us about the Rotary Club. And, I mean, there's people that have been just, you know, here they work all their lives and then they come and find a place that they can really give back. And that, to me, is what the Rotary Club is all about.
Yeah, so the Rotary Club itself is we're an apolitical, all-volunteer organization that is really founded around giving back to the communities that we find ourselves in. A lot of us have found ourselves extremely blessed in business and have been able to accomplish great things. And a lot of us, although a number of us are retired, some of us, like as you're probably aware, I am still working, but it's my opportunity to give back to the community that I find myself at home in and to make it a better place. And it's just wonderful. Our membership is roughly 100 members, and it's so wonderful and fun because every week we meet on Thursdays to have lunch together and get to share the fact that that we're doing stuff for our community. And it's wonderful and empowering to see so many wonderful people doing so many amazing things. So if any of you are interested in joining the Rotary Club, it's a great place to meet wonderful people. We're very excited about making things happen in our community. And if you're one of those people, this is a great place to find fellowship.
There you go. Nelson, what do you do if you're still working?
I work in real estate, residential real estate.
Real estate. There you go. So you find time just to go in and help out and be a part of, like you said, feeling at home in the community. I have to tell you, it's funny. I mean, you have a great group. They not only, I think I went on Leprechaun Day, okay, and they were handing out little cereals and, you know, embarrassing people, right, if they didn't get the right answer. But people are loving
it. Yeah.
So, how often is the commitment to meet?
So we meet once a week on Thursday afternoon at Los Robles Golf Course. And Basically it's a lunch and a program that we'll invite various groups in or an individual in to kind of share about their lives and give us, you know, a little bit of a lecture series. So that part's
like
very fun.
The water company was there the day that I was there. So that was
We'll either learn about our community or a volunteer organization, or sometimes it's somebody like Mike Social will come in and tell us about his life.
There you go.
Those are all fun.
I love it. Yeah. Again. Okay. So first of all, if anybody wants to be, join the Rotary Club, first tell them how we can do that.
So if you're interested in joining Rotary, if you happen to be at the chili cook-off, if you see anybody in a yellow vest, they are a Rotarian, just say hello, and they will be happy to tell you all about it. Otherwise, we do have a Rotary website, on thousandoaksrotary.org. Okay, or show up at Los Robles Golf Course on any Thursday at noon, and I'll be happy to introduce myself and get you introduced to the club, and we'll buy you lunch.
There you go. I love that. And it was good lunch, I have to tell you. Okay, and how do we get tickets to the Thousand Oaks Chili Cook-Off?
For the Thousand Oaks Chili Cook-Off, you want to go to tochilicookoff.com. That's our website. And at the top of the screen, there is a tickets link, and you'll go straight through there, and you can order them online. Or you can come and get them the day of, but I highly recommend purchasing them online. That'll get you through the lines quicker and get you in.
I love it. Great. Well, I look forward to seeing you again this year out there. And of course, all of you guys are doing a great job. And for our listeners, we've got a couple pairs of tickets. So if you call in right now, we can get you out there. So call 805-419-0008, 419-0008, and leave us your name, your number, and your email, or you can text me at that number, and then we will get back with you. And again, Nelson, super fun to hear about this. I'm so glad that you guys are back again for another year, and I love sharing this on my show.
Kim, thank you so much for your time. It was wonderful to talk to you.
You got it. You take care, and thanks for your help.
Thank you.
All right. We are going to just move right into our next one.
Good morning, Kim.
Aparna.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm very good. Thank you. And thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, I know that it's Small Business Week. And, of course, is recognized to honor the many contributions of entrepreneurs. So I love talking about this. And, of course, joining us today is financial and tech expert Aparna, and it's Kurdakar of Verizon. And we're going to talk about some unique events that complement the celebration of Small Business Week. So welcome. And Aparna, just to get started, what are some of the basics that small businesses need to succeed? I love asking that question.
Yeah, Kim, thank you so much for having me. And just like you, we love to talk about and celebrate small businesses each and every day, and especially during this week, really showcase what's the latest and greatest with Verizon for them. So small businesses, it's very simple what they need to succeed. In addition to the big value they bring in their local communities and their networks, what they need is technology. Technology is their best friend. And Verizon is here to acquaint them with the latest and greatest there, and at the same time, make sure that they keep building from there. What we're seeing today is not surprising. Small businesses have the same macroeconomic forces working against them: inflation, supply chain, worker shortage woes, cybersecurity concerns. But what's different for them, above and beyond all of this, is the fact that sometimes they lack the wherewithal, they lack the financial backing to be knowing where and how to be adapting the right kinds of solutions and where it is that they go next. This is where Verizon comes in each and every day, but especially through this week where we are showcasing our tech checks. You can come in on our website, sign up for one, and we can really sit down, assess where you are at, what your needs are, and fit you with the right kinds of solutions. And it's free of cost.
I love that.
You also do not need to be a Verizon customer, although we'd love for all of you to be experiencing the best network there is.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay, so it is free to our listeners, right? To anybody that has a small business, and you actually just kind of come in and give them some great ideas of, especially, you know, it feels, I don't even want to entertain it, but it feels like we're going into a little bit of a recession again, and we need to be on our best game, correct?
That's correct, because, again, in times when the going gets tough, you've got to find each and every tool and lever to make sure that your costs are in check and you're improving your operational efficiency, and at the same time, you're giving the customers what they want and starting to differentiate from everybody else there as well. And the best way to do that is to bring your services to the fore with the best of technology sitting behind it and fueling it.
I love that. Aparna, let me ask you a question. When there is challenges facing, okay, and maybe you're a new owner or just starting off your business, what are some of the biggest challenges that they're facing?
Yeah, the biggest challenges they face once they know exactly where it is and how it is that they're bringing their value is really thinking through and being able to not just keep up with the Joneses, but build beyond them on their costs as well as their customer experience. And we, us at Verizon, like to divvy it up into four opportunities. And we had a fifth one, which I'll give you just in a minute. But the four opportunities are connectivity, making sure everything that you need, everything that you have, people, things are connected reliably, and they're connected with the right kind of bandwidth, be it mobile, be it in your offices, be it in your retail stores. We've got the best solutions there, connectivity. Next, then you move into cybersecurity. As you're going more and more digital, what's happening, Kim, is really the cybersecurity is becoming the most important and biggest issue from a technology perspective. You want to protect and safeguard your customers and your employees. Cybersecurity, there are right solutions for you out there, and Verizon has them. Third is collaboration. So when a customer calls you, you want to be there for them, irrespective of whether you're sitting within the confines of your office or you're elsewhere. And if you're not available, someone else needs to be there. You need to have the right kind of contact center. There are solutions that'll give you that in terms of collaboration, like OneTalk, BlueJeans. Last but not the least, cloud. So connectivity, cybersecurity, collaboration, and cloud. Cloud is all the solutions, Kim, that SaaS solutions that you can easily adopt. And you can find all of these under one hood with Verizon. And I said there's a fifth C, that's our secret sauce. That's the cavalry we bring. It's all the experience that Verizon has in the space of business that we bring in right size for you through our tech experts, through the right kind of personalization, through a sales team that is highly, highly akin to learning from you what your needs are and then right sizing the solutions for you.
I love this and some really great, I mean, you know, if you can have somebody come out from Verizon and really just kind of ensure you that you are doing your best in your business, that is going to maximize it right there. Aparna, how do we find out more about this and how do we sign up for somebody to come out and kind of just go over some of these great ideas?
Yeah, so small business days or not, you can get to the Verizon website, verizon.com/business/business. There's a lot of information there. There's even a platform, Kim, with free courses, one-on-one mentoring, peer mentoring, funding information. And then there are some specials for this week, only for this week, and the ability to sign up for a tech check. So all of that available in one place on our website. And you can always walk into your local store as well, because our employees, our reps are there to help you with all your needs.
Love it again. All right. Well, again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I appreciate all your great suggestions.
Appreciate everything you do. And thank you, Kim, for the time.
You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's time for the 46th Annual Thousand Oaks Chili Cook-Off and Craft Brew Festival. Get your taste buds ready to sample the best chili from the area's top chefs. There'll also be plenty of gourmet food trucks, the finest craft beers, and a dazzling array of classic cars. Add in three stages of country and classic rock music and a free kids fun zone, and you have a can't-miss event. It's all taking place Sunday, May 7th, with family-friendly hours from noon to 5 at Conejo Creek Park North on Jans Road at Highway 23 in Thousand Oaks. We'll see you out there Sunday, May 7th.
Did you know anger management is available to you? Do you live with stress every day? Are you driving, feeling stressed, possibly speeding? There are stress management techniques available to you to help you reduce stress and the risk of a court-ordered anger management class. TNT Anger Management Services can help you. The consultation is free. Call TNT today, not tomorrow, at 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255. Or go to their website at tntams.com. That's tntams.com.
Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the beautiful Santa Rosa Valley, is a locally owned, multi-regional classic Italian restaurant with an extensive wine list. You'll be greeted with warm, friendly, attentive service. Wednesday evenings from 3 to 8 p.m., Manhattan of Camarillo offers a signature three-course menu for $25. For a bit more casual atmosphere, check out Trivia Thursdays in their beer garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. If you're into live music, come see some of Ventura County's premier local talent where you can dance the night away on a large dance floor. Manhattan of Camarillo's private wine and banquet room holds up to 40 people. Make your reservations today or book your next private party. Dinner is served Tuesday through Saturday with easy access off the 101 at Pleasant Valley Road.
Call today for a reservation at 805-388-5550.
That's 805-388-5550. Or go to themanhattanofcamarillo.com.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Come to the Wild Oaks Country Music Festival June 3rd, Thousand Oaks, to celebrate great music with family and friends. Top country entertainers Craig Morgan, Chase Beckham, and Cam will be there, along with lots of tasty food and beverages and over 75 vendors. Plus, sample hot sauces from around the world. Festival proceeds help military veterans and local first responders. See you June 3rd at the Wild Oaks Country Music Festival in Thousand Oaks. Buy your tickets at wildoakscmf.com.
The Kim Pagano Show is proud to partner with the eWomen Network as they continue to help millions of women entrepreneurs achieve their goal of $1 million in annual revenue. The eWomen Network accelerated events take place the first Wednesday of each month at the beautiful Los Robles Greens in Thousand Oaks. The event will include lunch with wonderful speakers talking about relevant topics for your business and many opportunities to network with potential clients and make connections. Come join the fun and elevate your business. The eWomen Network only requires one lifetime member fee and a monthly fee to stay active on their website. Come find out how the eWomen Network is different than the other networking groups. Apply now on their website at
eWomenNetwork/chapters/Calabasas-665. That's eWomenNetwork/chapters/Calabasas-665.
Are you looking for a way to support cancer patients and survivors in your community? Cancer Support Community, Valley Ventura, Santa Barbara invites you to join their 5th Annual Hope Walk on June 10th at Cal Lutheran University. Free registration is now open. You can register, join a team, and donate. This event is a great opportunity to honor cancer survivors, remember those lost to cancer, and come together as a community to support those affected by cancer. For more, visit cancersupportbvsb.org. or call 805-379-4777. That's 805-379-4777.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com, or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Now back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. My next guest is a friend, and of course, she is the managing director of Calabasas eWomen Network. And let's welcome Julie.
So today I invited her to really share a little bit about what's happening. And of course, I invite all of you to May 3rd. We have another meeting, which we have once a month. And of course, I love being a part of this. So welcome, Julie.
Thanks. Thanks so much for having me. We really love having you as our sponsor and helping to promote our message and how we love to just empower other women and a few good men gathering together, right? Once a month for our networking lunch. And it's just an amazing community that is across the globe. So
I love it. I love it. And so for people that haven't really been to our meeting yet, which we want you to come, because if you're looking for a tribe, you're looking to grow your business, you're looking to really just learn some really great business techniques, you'll do that at eWomen Network.
Yeah. So I always like to say that we're not a networking group. We're a community that has networking built into it. Mm-hmm. Because now we have a new membership. It's called eWomen Plus, where you can get plugged into our CEO founder 3 times a month. She does a 30-minute call and just pours into business strategies, you know, whatever is in her disruptive mode of how to think differently as a business owner in this day and age, and how to scale your business and really leverage it with your community. So it's built to grow your business and to elevate your own personal development all in one.
I love that. And of course, Sandra Yancey is the CEO, and she was on our show a while back. We had a summit that she comes out once a year too, and it was phenomenal. And I always just get so inspired by listening to her and learning from her.
So, yeah, it's amazing. And when you get on these plus calls, when you're an eWomen member in the plus membership, you get those 3 calls. So you get to listen to her. And one of them is a Q&A. The last one, she does 3 a month. We can actually ask her a question and she'll laser coach you right on the show. So
Perfect. Perfect. So talk to us about, first of all, the fee to get our ticket to eWomen Network is how much, and, you know, become a member or you can come as a visitor, correct?
Yes. So your guest to come to our networking luncheon is $63 for guests for first or second time attendees. And then you can come also to, which we have online events, strategic business introductions, which is like a mini mastermind. I do that once a month. That's $39 for guests to come to that. Or if they come and they bring a friend, I can give them both a complimentary ticket for bringing a friend. So those are powerful because they're smaller, maxed out at 12, and you really get to get some feedback on maybe a new program you're coming out with, new branding. You know, sometimes people just want to, you know, hash something out, and they just, you know, come together as a mastermind. So that's pretty powerful too.
So let's just talk to everyone about this coming month, because every month you have a guest speaker and they kind of share some of their learnings with us. And so talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So we're really excited to have Deborah Lindegren with us. She is one of my members, but she really gets in and she's going to do a workshop where we actually have it as a workshop style. Where, you know, to craft a message that's captivating and compelling so people want to buy from you or want to learn more. So she's going to be doing this workshop, and we also have our networking rounds, we have exhibit tables, we're having a foundation raffle, and also our handbag giveaway. So
for Mom's Day,
talk about a giveaway. It's a raffle. So you buy tickets to win one. And that money that we raise goes to awarding a $6,000 grant to a local nonprofit of our choice. And so the nominations are to be in by the end of the month. So if you know of a local nonprofit that you feel could use some extra funding, you can nominate them at our ewomenfoundation.org under the FEMTOR Awards. So we'll post everything.
Perfect. Let's talk about that for a little bit. A lot of times you can donate and be a donator, right, of something that you do in your business or something that you put together a basket, and then you're able to share your business, or you could do a show table. Talk about that.
Yeah, so we love to give you extra exposure and different ways that you can get that exposure, because we don't do a 60-second in front of everybody. We do smaller group networking during the event, two different sessions of this. And the other way, like Kim had mentioned, to get more exposure, get in front of the room, would be to donate something to be raffled off, because you get to say who you are. You'll be in our newsletter, you'll be on the PowerPoint in front of, you know, everybody. And then the other way is to have an exhibit table. So you can pay extra to have an exhibit table and have a minute to say who you are and what you have there. You can also do a giveaway. So it gives you extra exposure. You'll also be in our newsletter for that. And I just added a fun element for our members. The person who brings the most guests to our event then gets a goodie bag for me with free raffle tickets in and some other goodies in there. And then the person who brings the most guests gets to be taken out to a nice lunch.
There you go. I love that.
To brainstorm or do whatever they want. Talk about whatever they want.
Yeah, there you go. I love that. Julie, how does everybody, how do they get their tickets and kind of just run down, you know, a little bit more what that gives them? And of course, if they become a member, what that gives them?
Yeah. So we will have the links. It's ewomennetwork.com, and you can go to the Calabasas chapter. We'll put the exact link to go right to our website to, or, you know, pick, get your tickets. The tickets are non-refundable, so make sure you can make it. May 3rd, we are going to open the doors at 10:30. We normally start at 11, but we're going to give you extra time because we do want you guys to really have workshop time and time to eat your lunch and not rush and visit and meet some new connections. So that is one way to get your ticket. So just go on the website and get your guest ticket. And then to become a member, the same thing is ewomennetwork.com join. Make sure you pick the Calabasas chapter and put my name in there. And if you're watching this from this, you know, the Kim Pagano Show or on her Facebook page, or if you've seen this with us together, make sure you put the business matchmaker as Kim Pagano.
There you go. And also, if they join as a member, I just really want to share that they can go anywhere. I mean, it's huge. And what they get actually two coaching. So talk to us about that.
Yes, complimentary coaching sessions with the premier success coach who actually pays to be a coach to our members. And they, this is their give. You get 30 minutes free. You can use it throughout the year. You get two of these sessions. And then you can visit any chapter that has an online presence, or we have Orange County, San Diego, Northern California, Santa Barbara, and we're actively looking for a managing director to manage the Los Angeles chapter. So if you are somebody that would want to be seen as a leader and to gather a great group of professional entrepreneurs together, let us know.
Okay. And how did you actually, you were a member, right?
Yes.
And then somebody had to step down or step out to a different, you know, venue, right? And then you took it over.
Yeah. So I just looked because I was on a Zoom with one of my members, and she's like, oh, I can't remember when I joined. I'm like, oh, I'll look it up. And so I looked up when I joined. So I joined in October of 2017. And exactly a year after that, because I was bringing in a lot of people as new members, because I had a big community, and I was like, oh, you have to join. This is amazing. This is different than anything you've ever gone to. And so in October, Tony Caruso had the chapter before me, who built it from scratch. She was the very first member. And then had developed a speaking business. So she ended up wanting to just focus on that and asked me if I would take over the chapter. So actually in January of 2019 is when I took over my very first event. And so I've been, it's like, what is that? Is that 5 years? I was thinking it was four, right?
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah. Well, I love what you do. I love being a part of it. I love sharing it. And I love all the people that I've met. Not only are they business partners, but they have become friends. And right. You start to put your tribe together. And I love how that feels. So, Julie, thank you so much. Again, can you give out the link to join and to be a part of it? And I hope that I see everybody on Wednesday. And if for some reason you can't make it to this one, every month, it is the first Wednesday of every month. And so we would love you to join us.
Sounds great. Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
Great. All right. Will you give the link one more time?
Yeah. So it's ewomannetwork.com. And actually, it's a little bit more if you want to go into, I'll put the exact link in the comments, but we are the Calabasas chapter and you can go in there and just buy event tickets. So for guests.
There you go. Members. Thanks, Julie, for joining us. Have a great rest of your day.
See you.
You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Come to the Wild Oaks Country Music Festival June 3rd, Thousand Oaks, to celebrate great music with family and friends. Top country entertainers Craig Morgan, Chase Beckham, and Cam will be there, along with lots of tasty food and beverages and over 75 vendors. Plus, sample hot sauces from around the world. Festival proceeds help military veterans and local first responders. See you June 3rd at the Wild Oaks Country Music Festival in Thousand Oaks. Buy your tickets at wildoakscmf.com.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this, having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com for WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans. Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.
Did you know anger management is available to you? Do you live with stress every day? Are you driving, feeling stressed, possibly speeding? There are stress management techniques available to you to help you reduce stress and the risk of a court-ordered anger management class. TNT Anger Management Services can help you. The consultation is free. Call TNT today, not tomorrow, at 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255. Or go to their website at tntams.com. That's tntams.com.
The Kim Pagano Show is proud to partner with the eWomen Network as they continue to help millions of women entrepreneurs achieve their goal of $1 million in annual revenue. The eWomen Network accelerated events take place the first Wednesday of each month at the beautiful Los Robles Greens in Thousand Oaks. The event will include lunch with wonderful speakers talking about relevant topics for your business and many opportunities to network with potential clients and make connections. Come join the fun and elevate your business. The eWomen Network only requires one lifetime member fee and a monthly fee to stay active on their website. Come find out how the eWomen Network is different than the other networking groups. Apply now on their website at
eWomenNetwork.com/chapters/Calabasas-665. That's eWomenNetwork.com/chapters/Calabasas-665.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills
skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com, or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Are you looking for a way to support cancer patients and survivors in your community? Cancer Support Community Valley Ventura Santa Barbara invites you to join their 5th annual Hope Walk on June 10th at Cal Lutheran University. Free registration is now open. You can register, join a team, and donate. This event is a great opportunity to honor cancer survivors, remember those lost to cancer, and come together as a community to support those affected by cancer. For more, visit cancersupportbvsb.org. or call 805-379-4777. That's 805-379-4777.
Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the beautiful Santa Rosa Valley, is a locally owned, multi-regional classic Italian restaurant with an extensive wine list. You'll be greeted with warm, friendly, attentive service. Wednesday evenings from 3 to 8 p.m., Manhattan of Camarillo offers a signature three-course menu for $25. For a bit more casual atmosphere, check out Trivia Thursdays in their beer garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. If you're into live music, come see some of Ventura County's premier local talent where you can dance the night away on a large dance floor. Manhattan of Camarillo's private wine and banquet room holds up to 40 people. Make your reservations today or book your next private party. Dinner is served Tuesday through Saturday with easy access off the 101 at Pleasant Valley Road.
Call today for a reservation at 805-388-5550.
That's 805-388-5550. Or go to themanhattanofcamarillo.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Well, that was some really good stuff and some things that we learned there. And let's bring our next guest on.
Hi, Kim. Good morning.
Good morning, Gary. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, I'm going to be talking about something that I'm really passionate about, and, of course, that's gardening. But I love this. Gardening is no longer just a grandma's favorite pastime, even though I guess I am a grandma. But, but you know what? I mean, it's a reality. We eat our food that we grow, and my roses, I bring them in the house. So I'm excited to talk with you, and of course, for any of our listeners just waking up, starting your day in a positive way, we've got Gary McCoy here. He's joining us from Lowe's Garden Center, actually all the way from Charlotte, and I'm going to find out a little bit more about some of the reports that actually reveal this, that 55% of the Gen Y are gardening more now. I love it. So, again, Gary, welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So let's start with the basic. Why are so many people interested in gardening now?
Well, I think you've already highlighted some of the reasons, which is, you know, gardening is a real multi-generational hobby. But the other thing that I think about a lot when it comes to garden is it's about individual expression. And so when you talk about different generations, there's no specific rules that you have to follow with gardening. And I think it's a great way not only to spend time together, but also to express yourself, you know, in a way that gives back.
And, oh, my gosh, you know what's funny? So, again, you know, I know you say that it's not just for grandmas, but even before I had my kids, I used to, like, have beautiful flowers and roses. And I would take my grandchildren when they were very little. They're, like, 8 now, but... and we'd be like, let's go pick some gold, you know, and they would be the golden nuggets. So we'd give them a bag each, and I would walk out there and pick lemons and oranges and, you know, and different things that we were growing in our garden. And I'm telling you, it is like you grew it from nothing to that, and it is the golden, you know, gold from the earth. So I love that. When people are just starting, I know that it can be a little overwhelming. So where should people start?
Yeah, absolutely. Any Lowe's garden center that you walk into can be a little overwhelming if it's new to you. And that's why you should always seek out a red vest expert. They're here to help you with your gardening questions and your gardening journey. Plus, Lowe's takes care of 325 million plants in the spring. So we absolutely know what's best for your area. We push in pollinators and native plants to ensure that the plants thrive in the areas that you're in. And we're really here to help you express yourself and move through that gardening journey, whether it's that of a novice or someone who's an expert. So we're really here to help you with that.
I love that. And Gary, okay, I mean, it's all about like how we eat is seasonal and how we plant is seasonal. So what's in season right now for people to get excited about that?
Yeah, well, that all depends on where you are. So where you are in California, you're probably coming into, you know, some of your summer annuals as well as vegetables already. Here in the Carolinas, right, we have crazy weather, so you know, we're going to be 80s
We've been
today.
Having crazy weather, too, so trust me, okay?
Yeah, I understand. So. Yeah, so it all depends on where you are, but we grow regionally to ensure that everything that's in a garden center locally for you is currently in season.
Oh, I love that. So for you guys, what are you growing that's different than us? I mean, so since we are having, you know, you don't want to freeze all your plants or anything like that.
Yeah. So, you know, for us in this region, we've literally just started to plant. So we consider rule of thumb around April 18th is the easy day to remember because it's tax day for us to plant goods here that we've actually come out of frost. So we're well behind you all likely in planting fruits, vegetables, or any type of plant that's going to produce over the next couple of months.
I love it. Here's the thing, for people that maybe don't have big land and, you know, potting plants, right, or dwarf plants, talk to us a little bit about the options.
Yeah, so we've got something for every budget, every space, every level of expertise. So whether you're coming into a garden center and getting a pre-planted pot that will go on a patio or a balcony or utilizing a raised bed for us, you know, to build a kit out and plant, or whether you've got a large yard where you're planting trees, shrubs, and, you know, the whole kit and caboodle, so to speak, we've got the options that you need.
Right. And you know what? I also just want to say, first of all, I love Lowe's, okay? But not only a plant, you can make a whole living area outside. You guys have some great furniture out there, too. And just to be able to sit your plants and the scents and the smell, there's something grounding about that, and something just, it's so beautiful to be out there. So I mean, that's another choice, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, with Spring Fest happening now, which is a month-long Seasons of Saving through April 26th, we've got great deals throughout the store, whether you're talking about patio or you're talking about planting herbs and vegetables. So We've got things for every space and every budget. But you're right, when you're spending time in the garden or outside, it can be incredibly grounding, therapeutic, and cathartic to really unwind from the day that you've had.
God, I love it. If I'm, you know, doing radio and interviews all day long, I'll just take a walk up there, the scents, and I'll just sit out inside, you know, just outside the garden, and it's just beautiful. Let me ask you a question. I know that, you know, kids, this is something where you could really get your kids involved too, and having like little planting parties and that kind of stuff, and just the gratitude that comes from seeing something that you put in the ground. Talk to us about how to get our kids involved.
Yeah, I love that you just said planting parties. No one has brought that up to me yet, but that's an incredible idea, and I think you get,
isn't it,
you know, a lot of involvement there, especially because it's easy. You know, gardening is something that people who are differently abled, people who are differently aged, people who, you know, may or may not be young or old or whatever, anybody can take part in gardening. And it's really something that can be very fulfilling, because not only do you have instant gratification if you plant a flower or something like that, but you've also got lasting effects by planting vegetables and being able to not only take care of a plant, but watch it grow over time.
I love it. And let's just not forget drought plants, okay? I used to think they were so ugly. And now I'm like, I found flowers in, you know, the drought plants that are so pretty, and you mix them all together and you bring them in your home. And it's like, oh my gosh, you don't even have to do anything. So for the busy person, that's a plus right there.
Yeah, absolutely. The Red Vest experts can take you to a low maintenance plant in a heartbeat because we understand how busy everyone is. And so no matter your level of commitment or time, we can help you pick out the right plant for whatever the purpose.
Gary, I love talking about this, so please come on again. And of course, I love Lowe's. How do our listeners find out how that they can get having a green thumb and like not have any major effort?
Yeah, absolutely. So your best place to start is any local Lowe's garden center. And of course, Lowe's.com has a ton of information on local pollinators in your area, as well as specials that may be going on locally for you.
I love it. It will definitely share our show with everybody because that is truly the brighter side of life. And I'd love to have you back again. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us here today. Remember to call in. We've got tickets to many events, and I would love you to be a part of them. Of course, I end all of my shows with a moment of happiness. Remember, this simple thought, which really is a reality, one day at a time. I love it. And you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Have a great rest of your weekend.